Inside the Glenwood Springs Mall, most storefronts are dark, their metal gates long ago pulled down and locked for the last time. Blues travelers piping out through the sound system. The entrance hallway is empty. No families, no teenagers, no window shoppers to weave through. But as you turn left toward a darkened department store, there are bodies everywhere cartwheeling and flipping, doing handsprings in all directions. And as you get closer, that blues traveler gets drowned out by booming dance remixes to popular radio hits. This is Glenwood Valley Athletics, an energetic oasis with kids of all ages spilling out from the converted retail space. Inside, the room is filled with springboards, mats, trampolines, and even more children.
Okay, now think about your routine.
Christine Dingman is the founder of GVA, but her title around the gym is mostly mom.
All these kids are like my babies, so
Christine's like our second mom. Like
the teammates are like family.
5 years ago, the facility had 12 competitors. Now they have 63 athletes from age 3 to 18, coming from communities throughout the valley.
Here we have people from Basalt, we have people from Rifle, Newcastle, Silt, Glenwood. Like, we all just come together as a team.
That's Kira Wong. She's 18. She was a cheerleader in her high school, but it's different.
Because with high school, it's more focused on, like, other people's sports, like basketball, volleyball, soccer, football. Here, it's focused on your sport only.
Wong is a part of a four-member stunt group. Three girls make up the base. The other gets hoisted in the air, standing on her teammates' upturned hands, and then tossed up higher, completing flips before being gingerly placed back on solid ground. Spotters Lindsay Smith and Grace Wessling find themselves constantly explaining cheer to outsiders.
Yeah, like, you have to, like, tell them that it's a sport because we are athletes. Like, we're not just people who go out and cheer for other people. No, we cheer for ourselves.
Learning back handsprings is fun, but it's the lifelong lessons and feeling of family that the participants return to over and over. Deborah Jowen is a proud cheer mom with two kids in the program. When she tells this to someone new, they tend to ask her how old her girls are. And she tells them, actually, she's the mother of two boys, Wyndham and Silas, ages 11 and 6. Silas is shy, so the two brothers hold hands as Wyndham talks about what cheer has done for him.
At school, I'm, like, really not as confident, but when I go to cheer, I just know this is my place.
Dingman hopes tolerance is a lasting lesson for the cheer family, and in these early years of the program, she also wants to teach the skill of losing and still staying motivated. The team has won the Sportsmanship Award 4 times during competitions, going up against other all-star cheer squads from across the state. The stunt group has had plenty of opportunities to learn about losing.
We tend to beat ourselves up over it. We're like, we know that we're better than this. Like, okay, well then we're going to... What can we do different? Or we'll stay late after practice and work on it until we can get it solid.
Which is why this spring was such a surprise.
As soon as we got that bid, we started crying. Everyone on the team started crying because we couldn't believe that this team, this small gym, actually got a bid to go to D2 Summit.
The D2 Summit is like the World Series of cheer. It's happening in Disney World's Varsity All-Star Cheer Stadium this May. Some groups know they're going, but there are also wildcard invitations, or bids, announced online after qualifying competitions. Dingman checked the page after their latest meet.
And then the next screen says Glenwood Valley Athletics Junior Explosion, and I lost it. Lost it!
Now, just a month out from the biggest performance in the gym's history, the team is working hard to get their tumbling, stunts, and choreography in perfect synchronicity, which Grace Wessling says is bringing them even closer together.
Because if you don't love each other, then you can't make the team work. Like, you all have to get along, and no matter what happens, you just have to put it aside and make the routine good, and then figure out your problems later.
Meanwhile, the coaches and the cheer moms are selling tamales, butter braids, and popcorn, trying to raise enough money for all the kids on the team to travel to the competition. It's a big leap for the little-known competitive cheer squad. But no matter what happens, Wyndham and the rest of his teammates will take their signature sportsmanship attitude with them on the trip.
We're going to Summit, and we're not getting last place.
From Rifle to Aspen, and now to Disney World, the cheer family continues to grow. Allison Bechtesh, Aspen Public Radio News.